Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Channa Valabha Girivara Dari. Gopi Channa Valabha Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parvaj Ekacharya Astuta Satishishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Anantikoti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai ISKCON BBT Founder Charya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsukho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai New Dwarka Dham Ki Jai. Their Divine Lordship Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Their Divine Lordship Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Shimate Subhadra Ki Jai. Their Divine Lordship Shri Shri Gorni Thai Ki Jai. Granthadas Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Jivanamaya Gangamaya Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Jagya Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories to all the Sama devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to all the Sama devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to all the Sama devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Text Number 40. And you can see there it's entitled Demoniac Society. So this is kind of a new platform I'm trying. So this is the first time. So we'll kind of go through it together, see how it goes. And I hope it will be more immersive and help us to get more absorbed in the philosophy. So this is the verse today. Praninam hanyamananam Dinanam akritagrasam Strinam nigramananam Kopiteshu Mahatmasu Praninanam Hanyamananam Dinanam Akritagasam Strinam Nigriyamananam Kopiteshu Mahatmasu. Praninanam Hanyamananam. Dinanam Akritagasam. Strinam Nigramananam. Kopiteshu Mahatmasu. Pradinam Hanyamananam Dinanam Akritagasam Srinam Nigrigamananam Gopiteshu Mahatmasu Praninam Hanyamananam Dinanam Akritagasam Strinam Nigriamananam Gopiteshu Mahatmasu Vaishnavis Praninam Hanyamananam Dinanam Akritagasam Strinam Nigriyamananam Gopiteshu Mahatmasu Praninam Hanyamananam Dinanam Akritagasam Strinam Nigramananam Gopiteshu Mahatmasu Anasam Srinam Nigramananam Gopiteshu Mahatmasu Praninam When the living entities Hanyamananam Being killed Dinanam Of the poor Akrita Agasam Of the faultless Strinam Of the women Nigriyamananam Being tortured. Gopiteshu. Being enraged. Mahatmasu. When the great souls. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. They will kill poor, faultless living entities, torture women, and enrage the great souls. Purport. Demoniac activities are predominant when innocent, faultless living entities are killed. Women are tortured, and the great souls engaged in Krishna consciousness are enraged. In a demoniac society, innocent animals are killed to satisfy the tongue, and women are tortured by unnecessary sexual indulgence. Where there are women and meat, there must be liquor and sex indulgence. When these are prominent in society, by God's grace, one can expect a change in the social order by the Lord himself or his bona fide representative. Om Agyana Tamananda Shaginanjana Swakaya Chakshushan Maitamena Tajmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakopa Chubhischa Kripasindhugacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaha. So the translation again. They will kill poor, faultless living entities, torture women, and enrage the great souls. So it's interesting to note here some mundane origins. So we could see here the mythological beginnings, what they say. So the demoniac society traces its origins back to ancient times when humans and demons were said to live together in harmony. So we're seeing the beginning here, actually, Diti and Kashyapa. Of course, he is the father of both the demons and the demigods. So sometimes they get along, other times they don't. But this is what they think. And the medieval witches, the society emerged out of the persecution of witches during the Middle Ages when those who practiced magic were driven underground. But they don't realize how they're today persecuting. Like he said, women are being persecuted by unnecessary sexual indulgence. And then also they say modern influences, how it evolved over time, incorporating trends from popular culture and modern technologies in their rituals and practices. So when we go on here, here's their beliefs. Demon worship. So what they believe is that if you worship these demons and you get pacts with them, you can get different abilities beyond human means. So they get attracted to these so-called like mystic powers or something. And so the veil between the worlds, they think, the society believes that demons exist in another realm, separated from ours by the veil that could only be crossed through specific rituals and sacrifices. So, kind of true. Moral ambiguity. Members of the society do not see their actions as evil or immoral. Instead, they believe they are simply harnessing the power of the supernatural for their own benefit. So just see, it's just selfishness. Nothing wrong with being selfish. So the controversies. So here's the dangers of possession. So it's linked to demoniac possessions and other dangerous supernatural phenomena. And then there's legal issues. The society's actions often involve illegal activities. Animal human sacrifices have resulted in criminal charges. So they're, you know, security enforcement agencies are trying to scrutinize them. And then the social backlash. Many people view society as a dangerous cult and have for it to be banned. So there's protests, so many things, pressure on the government. So this is their only solution that we see today that they think they can do. So then in order to join these things, it's interesting. It's not, they don't really need to do these things, but we'll find out. Initiation. So there's a long, difficult initiation process involving multiple tests of loyalty and commitment in the society's beliefs. So this is the same thing you see going on in gangs and different organizations, like illegal organizations and, you know, different criminal organizations like that. And then they're ranked upon their knowledge, abilities, and dedication to the society. So you have to become their devotee. You have to take so-called, I guess, their initiations. They have certain initiations, actually. And then the inner circle is called the black circle. They're supposedly more powerful, secretive members. They're believed to have access to supernatural knowledge and abilities beyond those of the other members. So it's like bigger demons or bigger dogs, Prabhupada says. So this is what happens. So this is the impact it has. So the society's practices have a profound impact on the lives of individual members, both positive and negative. Many have reported increased wealth, power, and influence, while others have suffered from mental and physical health issues. So you just think, as long as we get wealth, power, influence, it's okay. If we suffer, fine. So the society's influence can be seen in everything from popular culture to political and economic spheres. So you see music, even like demoniac music, demoniac business people. Some believe that the society has infiltrated important institutions and can influence major events in the world, even the government. So here's another way to look at this demoniac society. So as we can see, as followers of the Vedic wisdom, we're familiar with Srimad Bhagavatam. And according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's four subjects that make up a demoniac society. And what are they? Intoxication, thinking they're affective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision, right? Illicit sex, as it's said today, women are tortured by unnecessary sexual indulgence. Meat eating, animal slaughter to satisfy the tongue. And gambling, speculation of all sorts. So we can see here, here's an interesting thing from the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the rainy season, rain is predestined, and yet people take precautions to protect themselves. Similarly, in the age of Kali, the symptoms are above mentioned are sure to infiltrate into society's life. But it is the duty of the state to save the citizens from the association of the agents of the age of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit wanted to punish the miscreants indulging in the symptoms of Kali, and thus save the innocent citizens who were pure in habit by culture of religion. It is the duty of the king to give such protection, and Maharaj Parikshit was perfectly right when he prepared himself to fight. So we can see here this beautiful image of Maharaj Parikshit, you know, being a king to protect the citizens. Because of these four demoniac activities, it actually creates misery for society. So this is what we learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, that we're hearing and reciting today. We're so fortunate. Because in this storm, we see, we prepare for it. And this is the preparation that's given to us by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam and taking up the process of Krishna consciousness. So here's an interesting thing that Madhvacharya says. There's three classes of intelligent living beings within this world. And what are they? They're demigods, ordinary human beings, and demons. So this is what he says. A living being endowed with all auspicious qualities. In other words, a highly advanced devotee of the Lord, either on the earth or in the higher planetary systems, is called a deva or demigod. Ordinary human beings generally have good and bad qualities, and according to this mixture, they enjoy and suffer on earth. But those who are distinguished by their absence of good qualities and are always inimical to pious life and the devotional service of the Lord are called asuras or demons. So then he goes on to say here, the pure devotee of the Lord, however, does not experience material misery because he has given up the bodily concept of life and identifies himself correctly as an eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there's that verse, Susukam Kartam Avayam, that we're joyful in any stage. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sabhavatar Sada Siromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Although there are various khandas or divisions of Vedic discipline, such as karma khanda, fruit of ceremonies, jnana khanda, regulated speculation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan movement is Kevala Ananda Khanda, the pathway of pure bliss. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, eating the remnants of sumptuous food offered to the Supreme Lord, and hearing the enchanting pastimes of the personality of Godhead, one merges into an ocean of bliss called Krishna consciousness. Fortunately, this blissful ocean is the eternal situation of every living entity, provided he gives up all of his bogus concepts of life. One should not identify himself with a gross material body, nor a fickle mind, nor a speculative intelligence, nor should one foolishly identify himself with the so-called void of Buddhist imagination. Nor should one even identify himself with the ocean of impersonal spiritual life called the Brahmajyoti, which illuminates the great outdoors of the spiritual sky beyond the covered universe. One should rather identify himself correctly as an eternal individual servant of the supreme individual personality of Godhead. By this simple admission of one's constitutional position and by sincere engagement in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, one is quickly promoted to the direct participation in the eternal pastimes of Krishna, just as Arjuna did. he played with Krishna in the battlefield. So here he's given another description here, elaborating more on how a conditioned soul of demoniac mentality identifies himself with the gross material body. And this is how the miseries arise. And how he undergoes miseries of constant drowsiness and unquenchable sexual desires that burn all mental peace and serenity to ashes. So this is how he identifies. When a demoniac person identifies himself with prana, the life air, he suffers from hunger, and by identifying himself with the mind, he suffers panic. So just see, and fear, and hankering that ends in disappointment. When he identifies himself with intelligence, he suffers profound existential bitterness and frustration deep within his heart. When he identifies himself with the false ego, he feels inferiority, thinking, I am so low. And when he identifies himself with the process of consciousness, he's haunted by memories of the past. When a demon tries to impose himself as the ruler of all living beings, all of these miseries expand simultaneously. Just imagine. So this is our standard for happiness. So it's interesting. As Srila Prabhupada says here, he commented, there's two classes of intelligent men. The one is intelligent in mature activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and awake to the cultivation of self-realization. Thus, the more one can increase illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling, the more one advances his prestige in a demoniac society. So see, in the Vedic literatures, we actually see it into more detail and understanding how demons are created. So whereas in a godly society, based on Krishna consciousness, these things are abolished completely. Similarly, as one becomes blissfully attached to the holy name and pastimes of Krishna, one becomes more and more alienated from the demoniac society. The demons are self-proclaimed enemies of the Supreme Lord, and they mock his kingdom. Thus, they are described by Srila Madhavacharya as Adho Gate, are those who have purchased their tickets to the darkest regions of hell. On the other hand, if one is undisturbed by the miseries of material life, he is on the same spiritual level as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how he ends. And he says here, even if we're disturbed by fear or envy, the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will become manifest in one who continues to chant the Lord's holy name. And evidence is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They quote this verse. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. So you can see this is from the nine yogendras. They're enlightening us in the 11th canto. So it's an interesting thing here, Prabhupada, in a lecture. Actually, I think this is a morning walk in Los Angeles. Yeah, this was a morning walk right here in Los Angeles. So this is just, I'm just taking off where Prabhupada is speaking here. Our Krishna consciousness proposition is that human life is meant for factual knowledge or ultimate knowledge. But these rascals are checking that progress. That means the prerogative of human life is being denied to the human society. So this kind of hindrance should be stopped, either by soliciting or even by force, as Maharaj Parikshit was doing. Because the human society is being ruined, these things have to be stopped. Therefore, I was inquiring that why American went to Vietnam to stop communism, but that sort of stopping would not make any solution. We have to stop demoniac civilization. Then the human society will be happy in normal condition. And then one of his disciples, Prajapati, says, as soon as we define what demoniac civilization is, then no one will support us because they'll see that they themselves are demons. Prabhupada, yes, because they are demons. They cannot understand. So he gives this nice thing about a Christian priest. He was trying to preach to the minors. And he said, if you do not worship Lord Jesus Christ, you'll go to hell. So they asked, well, what's hell? So when he began to describe, it's always wet, it's dark, there's not sufficient air, so on, so on. They could not understand what is hell because they are already in hell in the mind. They could not make any distinction that darkness is a very horrible thing. Similarly, these demons cannot understand what is demonism. So Prabhupada quotes this verse from the 7th chapter. This is demonism. This is the basic principle. Everyone is trying to deny God. Therefore, they are demons. So what's the efforts? As we see today, they're trying to combat this demoniac society. So we see the law enforcement. The agencies, they've launched multiple investigations and operations to dismantle them and arrest them. And then there's exorcisms and spiritual meditation, a way to help do it. Some religious groups and individuals have attempted to combat the society's influence through exorcisms and other spiritual practices. And we know what our spiritual practices are, as Prabhupada has shown us, chanting, you know, performing Sankirtan. Public awareness. Many people are working to raise awareness of the society's practices and beliefs in the hopes of preventing vulnerable individuals from becoming involved with the organization and exposing the harm it can cause. So this is what we're trying to do. Make people aware, give them knowledge, as Prabhupada said, as we just read. So what about ISKCON, the Sublime Movement of Lord Chaitanya's efforts? So in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army, Srila Prabhupada's books, Prasadam, the Holy Name, are weapons to fight the demoniac society. And devotional service, this is our practical service. Nectarian vibrations of the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is our meditation and spiritual activities we're giving. And then public service, we're preaching the essence to show reality that we're not the body by displaying the murtis, the supreme transcendental forms of eternal beauty. So we have the murtis in the form of the deities, the temples, the holy names, like that. So this is kind of a conclusion, what the people try to understand, that the demoniac society remains a powerful and influential organization despite efforts to dismantle it. The future of the society is uncertain, but with the rise of social media and other new technologies, it is likely to continue to evolve and adapt to new tools and platforms. So some devotees think, oh, all these technological things, they're demoniac. But yeah, you can use them for demoniac stuff, or you can use them to present Krishna consciousness. And that's what we're trying to do. So here's an interesting thing Srila Prabhupada said. When the so-called scientists look at the sky, even with a big telescope, they cannot see much. Therefore, they imagine the rest. They imagine so many things. They cannot see the planets or living beings, so they imagine. We have to accept this. Srila Prabhupada was asked, how long the people accept this kind of authority from the scientists? He said that they will stay in power until this demoniac society accepts the Vedic authority. So here's an interesting image that we can see of the material world. We're all drowning in this ocean of this demoniac society. But what's the solution? Is that we have to find a very good boat. This very good boat is actually the human body. And we have to find a very good captain, which is the spiritual master. And as we heard from Vijay, and what are the favorable winds? Yes, the scriptures. So this is what we're going to do. And Prabhupada, there's an interesting lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave. And this is just a part of the lecture. Material world is not required by you or me, or me or you. We are spirit soul. We have no business in the material world. Just like we are living entities of the land. We have no business with the water. But if anyone wants to cross over the sea, he must have a well-built ship to cross over. Similarly, we spirit souls, we have no business in this material world, but because we wanted to enjoy it, leaving the association of Krishna, we have been given this ship, this body, to ply over this material ocean. So, if you know how to ply the ship over the ocean, there is no, I mean to say, fear of being drowned. If you have got a good captain of the ship, and the ship is well built, then you'll have no danger. So the captain, he's the spiritual master, and this body is a very good ship. These are the examples given. We have to cross over this material ocean, so we must have a captain and good ship and favorable air. If the air is favorable, suppose you're going to the western side, and if the wind is blowing toward the western side, it will automatically push your boat or ship. It will be favorable. And if you go against the wind, it is difficult. So we've got a very good ship, this human form of body, and the captain is the spiritual master, and the favorable wind blowing the instruction of the Shastras. So taking this opportunity, if you cross over this material ocean, then there is no difficulty. So we should take the opportunity of this body, of the instruction of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, and the spiritual master. Then very easily we cross over. So this is a solution that we're given by Srila Prabhupada. And that was a lecture in San Francisco. So we could see here, this is the potency of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It gives the light, it gives people knowledge so that they can actually get out of this darkness of ignorance, go from the darkness to the light. And this is through the transcendental knowledge, understanding we're not the body, we're spirit soul, and that we're eternal servants of Krishna, not servants of the body, the mind, the intelligence, the ego. So this is that nice verse. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need for any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of the Bhagavatam, this culture of knowledge of the Supreme Lord is established within the heart. So this is from the purport at the end. Prabhupada said, when these demoniac activities are prominent in society by God's grace, one can expect a change in the social order by the Lord himself or by his bona fide representative. So I was thinking, how is this possible? So this is what we have. We have to take a break from this demoniac society and dive into the beauty of the spiritual world. Through the windows we're given, vivid images of Lord Krishna and his pure representatives, how they make real change. And then we could be transported to a world of love, peace, and harmony. So I put together some windows into the spiritual world here to see the activities of Krishna consciousness today, how it's being spread because of Lord Chaitanya's movement and how the devotees are going out to make this change practically, just as Krishna came to kill the demons. We see different pastimes, Lord Ram, even Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda came to kill the demons, the demoniac mentality. And how do we do that? By giving them the nectar of the holy names, the nectar of these transcendental, we could drink Krishna through the eyes, his transcendental form and beauty. And he's created many different temples, creating a spiritual world here right into the material world so that people can get knowledge and go back home, back to guided. So this is why Krishna is reading about these two offsprings of Diti and Kashyapa. As we see, first comes Lord Varaha and then Hiranyakashipu to kill these two brothers, demoniac forces. And Krishna is still doing that. These forces are still coming all throughout the ages, different times. And Krishna comes in different forms and he sends his different representatives to actually spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So this is showing the different images. We see Krishna, Balaram, and Lady Subhadra here. And Rukmini Dwarkadish, Shishi Goni Thai. So just see, actually Krishna comes in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Radha Krishna comes and they come to give this freely love of God. And Nityananda reminded him that, you know, if you're going to kill them, you might as well kill everybody because everybody's a demon in this age. But we're come to kill the demoniac mentality today. This is the process. Just as Lord Ram, just see Ravana was creating hell for women and torturing people, doing so many things, and he was killed. Same with this witch. She was killing babies and eating them, and Krishna killed. And so same thing with Kamsa. He actually sent the witch to kill the babies and things. So Lord Chaitanya came to spread the Sankirtan movement and drive out this demoniac force. And Srila Prabhupada came, you know, as Lord Chaitanya's soldier and general to spread this all over the world. This is our last Rath Yatra, Venice Beach. This is San Francisco. And this is the devotees going out like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave the example, spreading the light. Jai. So I think now is a good time to end. Yeah, to end early for once. So if there's any comments or questions, we have a few minutes, maybe like 4 minutes. Yes, Prabhu. Jai, Hare Krishna. Yeah, I can hear you, I think. Is it on? There you go.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you for this great presentation. At the beginning, you were mentioning how Kali Yuga is kind of predestined. At a certain point, we'll enter into this primarily demoniac age. And one thing I was wondering is, how can this age of Kali be predestined when everyone has free will? So does everyone just happen to use their free will in a way to be demoniac? I'm wondering how that works, how those two things can come together.
That's a good question. Yeah, so originally, as Prabhupada mentions, is it here, that we came into the material world? We gave up Krishna's service, so we wanted to become enjoyers like Krishna. So we created the material world. And so there's different ages, like 4 different seasons. People in Satya Yuga were very spiritually inclined. You know, they came to the material world, but they knew that this was a process just to get back to the spiritual world. But gradually, as vices increased, people became more and more independent. Then Kali Yuga, you know, gradually came into people because they had that desire originally to enjoy like Krishna and in so many demoniac ways. So Krishna has created these different seasons so that we could come in and play. And yeah, they say there's no greater power than one whose time has come. So this is Kali Yuga's time. He's here now and this is his power here. But we have the process to get out of it. It's not by just trying to go out and perform some riots and, you know, things like that, or have the police come and try to arrest them. But no, it's like everybody's contaminated in this age. So the only process is to kill that demoniac mentality through the holy names and things. I hope that helps. Is that okay? Okay. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Thanks. Thanks for keeping us awake with the beautiful visuals. Prabhupada would respond that he would ask, why does a government create university and prison? Everybody has free will. Everybody could go to university. But why do they, when you build a city, they build the prisons right away? Because they know some persons are going to misuse their free will and do rotten things and have to be put in jail. So yes, there is free will, but it's already understood that that free will be misused by certain individuals, and therefore you have to prepare for that.
Yes.
So Kali Yuga, all these influences are there. But you see, even within the Kali Yuga, some of us use our free will to follow the right direction. Avoid those four pillars of Kali Yuga, as you mentioned in your presentation. So if you use your free will properly and avoid bad influences, then you will qualify yourself to get out of here. But it's already understood that some people will not do that. They will misuse their free will. It doesn't mean they don't have free will. They have free will at every step. But it's understood in advance that they're going to misuse that free will, and therefore you have to prepare for that by having prisons in the society and stuff like that. You have to be ready.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you. Anything else? I'll just say one last thing. Is that it's interesting that we see that there's only truth, one last leg of the bull. We wonder, there's so much lying propaganda. Where's the truth? Everywhere. So it's like, but actually the truth is the Vedic scriptures. This is the truth that's available. So we have that free will, as we're talking about, to either take advantage of these scriptures or not. So, Jai, thank you. Oh. I guess Maharaj wants to say something. Is that okay? Yeah. Yes. You know misery is coming. You might as well prepare for it. The storm is coming. Use your free will to prepare. Get an umbrella or something. Thank you, Prabhupada.